Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin the weekday morning broadcast on this first Monday after the time change, daylight savings time, and hopefully you're catching up on the effects of that, but it's good to be together again as we talk and pray together. This week we're going to be focused in on the topic of On Mission with God. Yesterday here at Deer Run we had Tim Turner share with us from God's Word and from his life. Tim's a missionary in Japan with Central Japan Christian Mission. And it was good to have Tim and his wife Lisa with us and to learn from them and to get to know them a little better. And so as I think about being on mission with God, it's obviously easy to think about that when we talk about missionaries, those that have devoted their lives to a foreign culture, whether that foreign culture is in the community in which they live or around the world somewhere. And so just a culture different from what they grew up in. And sometimes that foreign culture is a college campus in your own community. And it's different from your normal life. And you have the opportunity to reach out. Sometimes it's a different people group in a different nation. But when we look at God's Word, we discover that being on mission with God isn't reserved for special people or special callings. It's actually expected of all of us. When Jesus gathered his disciples together and those that would follow him, before ascending to heaven, he tells them as they go throughout all of the world to make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to teach them everything that he himself had taught. And don't worry, you're not on your own. He said he himself would be with us until the very end of the age. And so being on mission with God is something that involves each one of us taking Jesus with us. As Tim put it yesterday, we proclaim God's Word. We live God's Word. We persevere in God's Word. And we do that whether we move around the world or whether we go to our 9-to-5 job or whatever hours we might have, whether we go to school, whether we go to the marketplace. We ought to live as those who are on mission with God. Now, in doing that, the Bible has a lot to say about how we interact with one another, those who are also on mission with God. And so each topic throughout the weekday broadcast will focus on a characteristic that we ought to have, that we ought to express towards those who are missionaries. But it's also characteristics we ought to express to one another to help each one be involved in the mission work God has called them to. And so this morning we're going to start the broadcast week with a focus on encouragement and to recognize how much that helps, because the world can be a very discouraging place. Philemon, chapter 1, as all there is, 1:7, says, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Sometimes we're able to encourage people by our direct actions towards them. We make a phone call, we send a card, we pay a visit. We give a gift, we do something that is an encouragement to them. And sometimes we encourage others by the way we treat the people they know. Paul was encouraged because, not simply because of the treatment he had received, but because of the great joy that had been shared and given to all who had put their faith in Jesus. The saints in this context, as in throughout Scripture, is really those who belong to God. It's not a special category of people, a subset of believers. It's refers to all believers. And when we learn to encourage others, we share, we give, we support, we correct, we do the things that are necessary for their benefit. And we learn that the encouragement can go a long ways. As I said, life is full of discouragement. And sometimes if we're not surrounded by those who encourage, it kind of feels like the discouragement's winning. And God's desire is that we would recognize the encouragement that we receive from Him, the comfort that we receive from Him, the fellowship that we receive from Him. Not just so that we have all of those things, but so that we would share them. We live life walking with God when we live life encouraging others. And when you begin to feel like you're all alone, you're not all alone. I think of the prophet Elijah, a great man of God. The James tells us Elijah was a person just like us. And he prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed that it would rain, and rain came. But James uses that to illustrate the effective prayer of a righteous person, but perhaps it would be more accurate to describe it as a prayer according to God's will. The lack of rain certainly did not make life easy for Elijah. In fact, he prayed because God told him that he was going to withhold rain because of the sin of the wickedness of the people, and particularly of Ahab and Jezebel. And here's this man who we know of, this mighty prophet of God who stands up to the false prophets of Baal and has this big showdown on top of the mountain, and God answers with fire and consumes the sacrifice that Elijah had offered to God, and in the process they defeat the prophets of Baal and begin to turn the hearts of people towards God. And after all of this, Elijah cries out to God that he's all alone, that life has no purpose. And God comforts him. God encourages him with not just his presence, but with a declaration that he is not alone. But there are many others that have not bowed to Baal, that continue to hold Jehovah God as the true God. And God gently restores him. And our role and our responsibility as believers in Jesus is that the joy that we bring to others would not only encourage those that we're directly involved with, but it would encourage those who hear of that. News has a way of spreading, and sometimes faster than we would like it to, and particularly if it's bad news. But think of the good that we could do if we would begin to share the goodness of God that we see in the lives of others. Nearly all of Paul's letters, and perhaps all of them, I'd have to go back and confirm that, are filled with encouragement because of the news that has been carried from their location to Paul by other believers. Even some of the letters that are very direct in correction and calling them out for sinful behavior and addressing very real spiritual problems. In the midst of that context, Paul continues to thank God for the people, for the work that God has been doing in their lives, and it's not complete yet. And even when news of their disobedience had reached Paul's ears, there was also news of their desire to be obedient, and news of the areas in which they had obeyed. And when we begin to share the good news more than we share the bad news, it's not that we hide the bad news, it's not that we cover it up, it's simply that we don't dwell on it to the extent that sometimes we're accustomed to. And when we begin to notice how people care for one another, then our hearts become encouraged. We have hope. And in a world filled with hopelessness, what an incredible privilege we have. What an incredible responsibility we have to not only be encouraged, but to be the bearers of encouragement to others. Today, find ways to share the good news of what others are doing. And be encouraged so that you can encourage others. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself in a way that encourages us to pursue a greater faithfulness in our obedience to you. Even in those times where we recognize our failures, we understand your compassion. And so, God, it's my prayer today that for each one of us, for myself and all of those who are listening to these words, that our lives would be an example that encourages others. That even when we struggle, even when we go through times of great discouragement, may our response to that, may the way that we live in the midst of that, encourage others with a hope that is, well, a supernatural hope, a hope which comes from your Spirit. Father, today I know personally of two families that are saying goodbye to loved ones. I'm certain there are many more, just in the area that I live in, but across this nation, around this world, that are saying goodbye to a loved one today. Many more will tomorrow, and each day it happens. And we lose sight of that because, well, it sometimes frightens us. Because we don't know what to do, we don't know what to say. And Father, may the life that we live be an encouragement to those who need to see hope. And Father, as we have opportunity today, whether it's through phone calls or visits or cards or text messages or whatever it might be, oh, may we share the good news of what you're doing in the lives of others. Share the good news of what you're doing in our life. May we be encouraged because of the joy that others bring to each other. Oh, it's easy somewhat to be encouraged by the joy that people bring to our life, but may we also find great encouragement that they are bringing joy to the lives of others. A joy that comes through Jesus. And so God, today, as we receive encouragement from you, as we receive encouragement from one another, as we give encouragement to others, may we constantly be reminded that it all comes from Jesus. The only way we're able to be encouraged and the only way we're able to effectively encourage others is through the power of Jesus, through the cleansing of His blood, through the restoration of our life, through His sacrifice. And so God, today, as we encourage others, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.